Okay. Damn right they shot first. It's the Guardians of the Geekery. Only there's only one of them. It's me, Carol the Cat.
Mia Davis Miyakolo.
Yes. And we've gone rogue again. This is Rogue Podcast number 2, where we're taking the other 4 Girl Scout cookies that we purchased from those lovely Girl Scouts.
And more wine!
And more wine. More wine, because life is better with more wine. And I'm going to drop the accent now. I don't know why I had it in the first place, really.
Well, I might dip into it.
Dip into the accent, love. Okay, so what we have today, the 4 Girl Scout cookies we've got today are the Rah Rah Raisin, the Do-Si-Dos, the Tagalongs, and the Toffee Tastics. And I probably should have planned this a little bit better because we have 3 reds and a white today instead of the 2 reds and 2 whites. But I think there would have been an anomaly anyway. There would have been more reds than whites anyway. So, are we ready?
We're good.
Start. Okay, we're going to start with the Rah Rah Raisin. And we're pairing the Rah Rah Raisin today with one of my favorite brands of wine. This is Apothic Dark. This is a blend. It doesn't tell you exactly what is in the blend. But it is a rather strong red wine. I like Apothic Red, and I like Apothic Dark. I highly recommend Apothic wines.
I'm not a fan of the Apothic Red.
I'm not a fan of the Apothic White.
I've not had the Apothic Dark or the Apothic White, for that matter.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the white, but I love the red.
But I do like the gothic labeling.
Yeah, I mean, you know, gothy goth goth and stuff like that.
Right.
Okay, so I've popped that cork. We're going to pour a little bit of this. Oh my gosh, that is dark.
That is purple.
That is very purple.
That's Carol's hair purple.
That is, once again, Carol's hair purple. I put a little bit more in mine, so I'm going to...
That should be a crayon color.
It should. Carol's hair purple. Okay, so we have this nice... Ooh, that is a strong red.
And
this is the oatmeal raisin cookie. What are they doing on the front of this bar?
Raw raisin.
They're just rah-rahing.
They're rahing at the beach, and they've got their little... Their bands on their
beach ball
their wrists.
Or soccer ball or something. So yeah. They're playing at the beach, and they've got raisin oatmeal cookies, apparently. This is probably my second least favorite Girl Scout cookie.
I don't even remember this Girl Scout cookie. So
it used to be called something else.
It probably was called oatmeal raisin or something to that effect, because they didn't get fancy. They were just, you know, just basic with their Girl Scout cookie names, and I vote we go back to those days.
Yeah, they seem to have little cutesy names for them now. To me, this is entirely too sweet for an oatmeal raisin cookie.
It's too very dry sweet. For me for an oatmeal raisin.
Yes,
cookie.
I will say
it's crumbly.
It's very crumbly. The cookies aren't coming out round; they're coming out kind of shaped like Ohio. So we have Ohio shaped cookies and a red wine. So taste a little bit of the cookie. It is rather dry.
I'm gonna get my wine over here. My Apothic Dark.
Oh, that is a very strong red.
It smells strong.
Ooh, that's a good pairing, though. Mm-hmm. My mind, this is a very good pairing. Excuse me.
It's okay.
I'm blowing crumbs all over the foam. The cookies are dry.
This is okay for me.
Yeah. I think the sweetness of the cookie cuts the red of the wine. Oh, I could drink a lot of that. Ooh.
And it adds some moisture to the cookie.
Yeah. This is a dry red. The tannins are pretty harsh on this, so if you're not a tannin fan, this probably isn't the wine for you.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit down and drink this wine casually.
I would.
No, you can have it.
Oh, good.
More wine for Carol.
Because she needed that, yeah. Okay, so we're going to finish this cookie and this wine. That's a good pairing. I like this. Yes. Rah Rah Raisin goes very good with Apothic Dark.
Good job, Girl Scouts.
I know you didn't pair them, Girl Scouts, but there should be a badge. There should be a wine pairing badge.
Let's
Girl
make
Scouts
one up.
Have to have fun, too. Excuse me.
Let's make up a badge.
Look, you knew you were going to get people talking with cookies in their mouth and listening to this podcast, and that's what you're getting. Okay. Damn, that's good. And it does not say on the bottle what this is a blend of, but I know there's probably Zinfandel in there because it's a pretty heady red. Oh God, the first glass of wine.
We were pre-drinking.
We were.
As you do on a Saturday night.
What were you pre-drinking, Mia?
Tuaca, and cola.
And I was pre-drinking hard orange soda, which wasn't the best thing in the world. But
we have a wide selection of alcohols in the castle. Wide selection to choose from.
I'm not saying we're drunks, but we do like to drink.
We're not drunks because it takes us a long time to go through this.
Yeah,
liquor.
It does. And, you know, during the week, we don't really imbibe. Okay, so, Raw Raisin, Apothic Dark, very good pairing.
Up next, it looks like we have
the Do-Si-Dos.
The Do-Si-Dos, or peanut butter cookie sandwiches.
Yeah, and we're pairing this with
Marsala. The pairing listed Madeira to pair it with, but I could not find that in the store. And I learned a lot about Madeira today in talking to
the
wine salesman.
Hey, where's your Madeira? Well, it's in Portugal. Oh, this is kind of an odd color. This is like a...
It looks maybe like a deep amber. Apple cider.
I have to say, I haven't had a Marsala wine. I've had
I have.
I've had chicken Marsala.
Well,
do they make it? Oh, wow.
Well, it does not... Looks can be deceiving because it smells much stronger than it looks.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, because that just hit my nose. According to the bottles, oh wow, deeply golden, warm and fruity, Taylor Marsala golden. Is a classic flavor in gourmet cooking and a smooth, satisfying dessert wine.
Well, so we just have to make a gourmet meal wines. Out of this tomorrow.
Yeah, I think so, because I don't think this is going to get drunk on its own. 18% by volume. Holy shit.
There were only two brands of Marsala to choose from, so I couldn't really... go by labeling, which is how I like to choose my wine, or region. They're both New York.
Okay, so we're going to take a bite of the cookie first. This is the Do-Si-Do. This is the peanut butter sandwich cookie.
And what are they doing on the box? Oh, it looks like they're in dance class.
Oh, or yoga.
But they're...
They're not square dancing, so like there's no Do-Si-Dos.
They look like they're wearing scrubs.
It's one of those musical numbers that happened in the AR. No. They changed the recipe on these. I think they changed the recipe on these at some point because these don't taste like the Do-Si-Dos I remember.
Oh, the brownie dancer badge.
Oh,
Girl Scout brownies explore the world of dancing and find their inner dancer.
Well, there you go.
Well, I'm gonna find my inner peanut butter in this sandwich.
Peanut butter cookie. Okay, now I'm gonna take a taste of the Marsala. Okay, that is sweet.
It doesn't taste like anything I've ever tasted.
No. Okay. The nose on this is completely wrong for the taste. This isn't a bad taste. I'm trying to...
Maybe like a vinaigrette. It kind of tastes, you know, vinegary. I could picture having it on a salad.
I'm going to say this is a good pairing, though, because it almost tastes like peanut butter and jelly.
I disagree. It's not a good pairing for me, but I like them both separately.
Yeah, I'm not...
I like the cookie. I like the Marsala, but not together. I want to eat a salad with this, and with the cookie, you know, I think it's a standalone cookie.
Yeah, I'm not certain there's anything that would pair really well with this peanut butter.
I don't really want it with tea or with milk. I just want maybe two or three cookies, and then I'm good.
Wow, that is a different wine. It's not bad. On second bite, I think the first pairing was much more successful than this, but...
Yeah, I would say so, definitely.
I think the salt and the peanut butter is, like, doing something with the wine that's not pleasant. Okay.
It's a sipping wine, though.
It is a very sipping wine. You're not gulping this shit.
No.
It's like the port from the last time. It's very... You're sipping it very slowly. It's not bad, though. It just... It's so weird because the nose is so different than the actual taste. It's like... It hits your mouth and you're like, oh, that's different. Completely different.
The look is deceiving as well. So...
It looks like whiskey.
Yeah, it does look like whiskey.
It is not whiskey. Okay, I'm going to take a sip of water here and clear my...
Oh, that's a good idea.
...palate of the wine and the... Oh, this is another thing I did wrong. I put the two peanut butter cookies together. Oh, well.
Well, just be sure to be critical of yourself.
Okay.
That's helpful.
Yes. Very. Very helpful. Okay, we're going to put that Taylor off to the side. Grab our next wine.
The next wine is...
We're sticking with the sweet a little bit.
Starling Castle Sweet Red. I chose that for the label, castle? Of course. Yes, the castle. Obviously, they had me. They knew who they were pitching to. I like a good castle a day.
Okay. And we're pairing this with the Tagalongs, which is the chocolate peanut butter cookie. Oh, that's another. Okay, that's a good red. Like a red.
Yes. About the shade of a real cranberry juice.
Yeah. And that does smell
like
sweet.
None of that cranberry cocktail shit.
Okay.
But the real stuff.
So the Tagalongs are the chocolate peanut butter cookies, and it looks like they're rafting.
Yeah, they've got canoes and their safety rafts on.
Safety vests. Are they getting their little rafting badge?
Senior adventurer badge.
Oh, wow. You too can be Indiana Jones. Get your little rafting badge. Okay.
I'm not just any adventurer. I'm senior level.
Senior level. Yes.
Yes.
You're not that junior adventurer.
Respect.
Okay.
Respect the badge.
So I personally like the Tagalongs. I like them better than the Josie Does. This is my favorite Girl Scout peanut butter cookie. Mostly because it's covered in chocolate.
I cannot choose a favorite peanut butter cookie. Peanut butter is my friend.
That's good. So let's see what this tastes like with the sweet red. Okay. This is better. Oh, ooh. Did you spell it wrong?
No, it hit me and... This is not a good pairing for me.
The chocolate is throwing this way off. If I think this would pair better with the Dosey Dough. I'm curious now.
Here you go. Let's bust out the Dosey Doughs.
I'm going to do my tag along with the Taylor Marcella. Oh, God, no. Oh.
Yeah, that's not.
Okay, don't drink the Marcella with chocolate. Oh.
And
okay, I'm gonna do some water.
So let's get a Dosey Dough for
tagalong.
The sweet red.
Ooh, man. Okay, so we're going back to the Dosey Dough. Okay, just eat those tagalongs by themselves.
Oh. Yeah, the tagalongs, just eat them by themselves. Layer them in a cheesecake or something, but. Don't be concerned with...
Get a can of whipped cream. You can do whipped cream shots after the tagalongs. Don't pair it with Marsala wine. Oh. Okay, so we're going to do the Dosey Doughs with the sweet. That's more of a peanut butter and jelly. Yeah, the chocolate threw it off.
Oh, this is a good pairing.
This is a good pairing. Okay, so
I like this.
Yeah, the sweet red with the Dosey Dough is like a peanut butter and jelly cookie.
I rather like this. I'm going to eat this whole cookie and maybe drink this whole glass.
These aren't huge glasses, people. We're not that much of luscious. We are luscious, but we're not luscious.
Did you just make that up?
I did.
Luscious lushes.
We're luscious lushes. This week on Drunk History, we're going to talk about the luscious lushes, luscious lushes of podcasting.
I'm going to add that to my business card. This is really good.
This is really good. Okay.
And if I may get a little bit off topic... We're drinking them out of the glasses that I got from Party City for a New Year's Eve a couple years ago.
I was there.
And it was ball themed because I have to have a theme for every party I do. And I mean, New Year's Eve, the ball drops. It's very tongue-in-cheek. So I hot glued fuzzy balls, a pair of fuzzy balls, to every champagne glass.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're drinking these out of.
Yes, so our little champagne glasses have fuzzy balls on them.
Mine are blue.
Mine are yellow. Mine's diseased. I've got jaundice and you have blue balls.
But we're still luscious lushes.
Yes. And that, oh my gosh, okay. I think that is my favorite pairing of everything we've done so far. The shortbread with the champagne last week was very good.
It was, though I still would prefer a tea with my shortbread.
This is really good. That's like a peanut butter and jelly cookie right there.
It is. And we got off of the pairing list.
Uh-huh.
But we switched it around a bit, but we found a success.
A success, yes. Yeah. Sweet red wine and that do-si-do.
Okay, and I can't even finish the tag-along. It's just too sweet for all this sweetness.
Okay. We're down to our last pairing. The last pairing of the Girl Scout cookie season.
It's Barefoot Bubbly Prosecco.
And we're pairing this with the Toffee-tastic, which
gluten-free.
Is the gluten-free cookie, for those of you who can't do the gluten. I don't think there's gluten in the Prosecco. So this might be a totally gluten-free, if I can get into the Prosecco. Oh gosh, we're doing another champagne cork. Oh dear. Let's hope this goes better than the last one, where I had to pause the damn recording to get the cork off.
I got a friend message me that she wished we hadn't paused. She wanted to be there for the cork popping.
For the cork popping.
So
okay, I'm
going to
try this. It took me 5 minutes last time. Seriously, you would have been... Oh, this
I'm
going to
move this glass out.
This
of
is coming through. Much nicer.
Oh!
There you go. Satisfying cork pop.
Frightening for jumping me out of here.
It didn't take me 5 minutes to get the damn cork off. Okay, so this is a bubbly Prosecco, which I personally love.
Yes, I'm a fan, and I love everything Barefoot Bubbly does.
Yeah. This bottle's going to be polished off tonight. I can tell right now. Okay, and we're pairing this with the Toffee-tastic. Again, this is a crumbly cookie, but this one has an excuse to be crumbly because it is gluten-free. They make it, I think, with rice flour.
And there's, like, is there bits of caramel in here?
It's bits of toffee. So, yeah, it's like...
Of course.
Caramel toffee. So yeah, and what are they doing on the box?
They're playing jump rope.
Oh, there you go. That's gluten-free.
They're being active. They're just health conscious. What is the badge? Brownie Fair Play Badge. Girl Scout brownies.
These are all new badges.
To play fair in sports.
When I was a brownie, we had like start a fire badge and
oh
camping
yeah.
badge, sing kumbaya badge. I think we had that too. Okay, so.
That was just your hippie.
Just my
Girl Scout leaders.
Hippie leaders, yeah. Okay. I like this cookie, actually.
I love this cookie.
It's very crumbly, but I actually like the flavor a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really light. So I think this is actually going to be a pretty good pairing. Because the Prosecco is.
Mm. That Prosecco is damn good.
Mm-hmm. And the cookie's damn good.
It is. It's sort of an okay pairing for
it's
me,
okay.
though. They don't add anything to each other.
I think this, much like the shortbread last week, would go better with a champagne. Something a little bit drier. But the Prosecco is damn good. So in this case, I recommend the wine. See, with the last pairing, with the do-si-dos and the sweet red, I'm literally taking a bite of cookie and then sipping the sweet red and, like, taking them together. Here, I think this benefits from taking a bite of cookie, swallowing, and then drinking wine. So, I'm not mushing them together in my mouth, which is probably disgusting for you folks out there listening. Don't think of that.
Well, this is an eating podcast, and maybe the next one we do, we shouldn't eat? I don't know. Well, think about it.
Do you want to hear us chew?
Oh, wow, that could go really south.
Yeah, fast. This is a pretty good pairing. I like this. It's not terrific. Obviously, the most successful pairing was the sweet red with the do-si-dos. But this isn't terrible. I think, all in all, Girl Scout cookies, don't go really well with wine. They go better with tea.
Yes. I absolutely agree with that.
With the exception of those damn do-si-dos with sweetbread. And I have to say, the thin mints with the red we had last year, or last week.
Last year. Thin mints were with the Merlot.
Yeah. That was okay. Well, the Merlot was bad. The Merlot was terrible.
I did not like it.
I think the thin mints with that Apothic red would be pretty good.
You were a fan of the port.
I'm a fan of the port, but only in and of itself. I'm like, crossing the port? What the hell?
She just blessed the port with her Pope gestures of the hand.
Well, if you listen to Guardians of the Geekery, you know I'm good with hand gestures that you can't hear. So there you go.
And actually, Carol also watched Deadpool again before this recording.
I did. So it's like,
I did not join her this time, but
Deadpool and Girl Scout cookies, somehow they go really well together. Somewhere Ryan Reynolds weeps a tear. Okay, so all in all, I think this was a very interesting experiment, and we got lots of really good wine and really great cookies that don't really go all that well together. But do-si-dos and sweet red, there you go. There's your pairing. Out of all of these, that's your pairing.
And I absolutely 100% agree with that.
And
let us know what you think.
Yeah.
If you want to hear more stuff and make suggestions and...
Maybe we'll do, you know, like...
Call us names, even.
Boy Scout popcorn with beer. Because they...
love popcorn.
And Boy Scouts will be out there trying to sell their little caramel corn stuff, trying to rival the Girl Scouts.
Really? Is it any competition?
No.
I highly doubt it. Oh, and we should mention on the Oscars...
Yes! Chris Rock.
Chris Rock's got $65,000 for his daughter's... Girl Scout troop.
Selling Girl Scout cookies to stars. And Christian Bale apparently likes Thin Mints. Leo likes the shortbread. And Morgan Freeman stole Chris Rock's Thin Mints. So
I gotta watch that Morgan Freeman.
That's right.
I hear not so nice things about him.
Penguins are teaching him rotten things. Okay, folks. We're gonna sign off. There you go. Girl Scout cookies and wine. Not terrific together, with that one exception. Next time we'll try something else. Who knows? We'll do something else.
Thank you for listening.
Go to guardiansofthegeekery.com. Listen to all of our podcasts because we're pretty damn awesome. And we'll have another Rogue podcast here in the very near future. And now I'm going to drink some more wine. Bye.
Bye-bye.